So for today's deep dive, we're looking at something I think you've probably noticed. You're on the highway, you look at your dashboard, and the speedometer reads exactly 100 kilometers per hour.
Right. But then you glance down at your phone, at your GPS, and it says you're only doing maybe 94?
Exactly. And you get that little moment of confusion, you know, is my car broken? Are the satellites wrong? What's going on here?
And the answer, which is what we found so interesting, is that it's neither. Your car isn't broken, and the satellites are pretty much dead on.
It's not a malfunction at all. It's actually a deliberate design choice, one that's baked into your car because of physics, and believe it or not, some very strict international laws.
Yeah, let's break that down. First, you have to understand how your car even measures speed. It doesn't have eyes on the road.
It's not measuring how fast you're moving over the ground.
No, not directly. It's an internal system. It's just counting how many times your wheels or your transmission spins, and then it does some math to guess your speed.
Which works perfectly fine, I guess, as long as the parts never change.
And that's the key. The parts do change. Think about your tires. This is what the sources call the tire variable.
Okay, so a brand new tire has a certain size, a certain circumference.
Exactly. But after, say, 20,000 kilometers, that tread wears down. The tire is physically smaller.
I see. So a smaller tire has to spin more times to cover the same distance.
Precisely. And the car sees those extra rotations and it thinks, oh, we must be going faster.
And the same thing happens with tire pressure, right? An underinflated tire sort of sags a bit.
Yep. It has a smaller rolling radius, which causes the exact same effect. The car overreads your speed. But that mechanical stuff, that's only part of the story.
This is where it gets really interesting. This is the aha moment. There's a law behind this.
There is. It's a UN regulation, actually, ECE regulation number 39. And it has one golden rule that changes everything.
And that rule is.
A car's speedometer can never show a speed that is lower than your actual speed, ever.
Ah, okay, so it's a liability thing. They don't want you getting a speeding ticket and then turning around and blaming the car manufacturer.
That is the absolute nightmare they are trying to avoid. So, to make sure they never break that law, even with worn-out tires or slight production differences, they just calibrate the whole system to be a little bit optimistic.
And that optimism has a specific formula, doesn't it?
It does. The law allows the speedometer to show your true speed plus 10% plus an extra 4 kilometers per hour.
Wow, that's a huge margin. So at a true speed of 100, my dashboard could legally be showing me 114.
It could, but it could never, ever show you 99. It's a one-way street designed to keep you and the car company legally safe.
Okay, so that's the car. It's a legally mandated guess. How does the GPS work then?
Well, the GPS is a totally different world. It's an external system. It doesn't care about your tires or your gears.
Is just looking at your position on the earth?
Right. It uses a process called trilateration, talking to multiple satellites with incredibly precise atomic clocks. It calculates your speed by measuring how far you've moved between two points over a very specific amount of time.
So it's totally immune to any of the car's mechanical quirks.
Completely. A good GPS is accurate to within 0.2 kilometers per hour. It's the source of truth because it's measuring your actual movement through space.
And that distinction is so important for, say, a fleet manager. If you're trying to track fuel efficiency or driver safety using the dashboard's numbers.
You're using bad data. Well, not bad, but optimistic data. You think your drivers are sticking to the speed limit, but that built-in buffer is skewing everything.
If you need real, raw accuracy for your business, you can't be using the speedometer.
No, you need professional telematics that get the real data.
Which is a good point to mention. If this is hitting home for anyone managing a fleet, our source is pointed towards A plus A security for this kind of thing.
Yeah, they specialize in this. Their whole thing is providing accurate monitoring based on that precise satellite data, not the car's guess. It bridges that gap between what the driver sees and what's actually happening.
Worth checking out if you need true data, not just legal protection.
For sure.
You know, it leaves us with a pretty fascinating final thought from this deep dive. We basically accept that our cars are programmed to gently lie to us for our own safety.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what other technology, what other interfaces in our lives are calibrated to show us what we need to see rather than what's actually real?
That is a rabbit hole for another day.